The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, and now in its 31st year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Some fascinating facts about birth, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They provide birth by month data, and it shows that July through October tend to be the most popular birth months in the United States. Now, August, the month we're in right now, is the most popular, overall most popular month for birthdays, which kind of makes sense because, you know, you go back 9 months and that's a December conception where there's more cold weather, maybe romantic fires, holiday parties. Can you say human mating? Anyway, if it's your birthday this month, a happy birthday to you. So I always put on my birthday cards to my friends and relatives, if it's frosted, eat it. If it's work, delete it. And if it's fun, repeat it. And we hope we will give you some fun and information here on the program, here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. And we welcome you to Dr. Health Radio. It is radio's original health news magazine. And I am your happy, humble health stylist host, David Snow, board-certified talkologist, not to be confused with a proctologist. That's the other end. Thank you. I am not a doctor. We have many doctors and health experts on each and every week, as we have for over 30 years. And we appreciate you making us a part of your weekend, which we always hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. And if you miss any part of the morning show or just want to get a double dose of good health information, our show is rebroadcast tonight, 12 hours from the time you're listening to it in the morning on the station you're listening to right now. What people do to ward off pain, you know, over about 50% of people in America suffer from chronic pain. Number one on the list, taking pain medication, which we're going to talk about today with our guest expert in just a few minutes. 42% of you do that. 39% use a foam roller, which is a good idea. 36% get a massage or acupuncture, followed by stretching. 34% of you do that. And then going to physical therapy, also a good choice at 32%. And of course, you can do more than one of those remedies to remedy your pain. But we'll talk about some botanical remedies for pain with our guest, Steve Fraley, who is both a farmer and botanical expert. We'll talk about some plant-based pain relievers. You know, after all the pain relievers in history were plant-based. Hello. That's where they first discovered aspirin. And I'm going to do a segment in a future show on the history of aspirin and how it came to be. But it was originally isolated from willow bark. And there are other plants, actually many plants, that have aspirin-type compounds, including one we're going to talk about today. So we will be with our guest, Steve Fraley, in just a few minutes after some announcements and our regular weekly features. Hey, today, August 6th, National Mustard Day, my favorite condiment. Mustard lovers around the country pay tribute to the king of condiments, they say. You know, whether it's, well, what's a hot dog without mustard, right? I don't eat hot dogs, but if I were going to eat another one, I would definitely have mustard on it because it's just not the same without it. And, of course, people put it on pretzels and peanuts and all things edible. But the National Mustard Museum actually holds the largest collection of mustards and mustard memorabilia. And activities include the mustard games, live music, and lots of great food if you're in, where is this, Middleton, Wisconsin. And annually, it's the first Saturday in August. So, you know, I recently had, and I think I mentioned this on a previous show, just recently I bought some horseradish mustard, which is just fantastic. It gives you a kick and it wakes up the mustard flavor, but not too hot and spicy, but just right. It really wakes up anything you put it on. All right, upcoming shows here on Dr. Health Radio next week. Is it getting hot out there? Hot enough for you? Well, exactly how does heat affect your health? We'll talk about that on next week's show and what you can do to stay cool. Of course, one way to stay cool every Saturday morning is to tune into the Snowman. Here to keep you cool and healthy, yours truly, as we do it every week. But especially if you're not in an air-conditioned environment, we'll talk about that, as well as what you can do if your air conditioning breaks. Dr. Ben Zeitzik is going to be joining us next week. He's a professor at Johns Hopkins University and an earth scientist who held previous positions at NASA and the Department of State, and he'll be with us to share some tips on how to be less vulnerable to the health impacts of extreme heat, which everybody's seemingly suffering from right now at this time of the year. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you are or what you do, you can suffer from heat exhaustion or heat stroke pretty easily, even just in a hot car. Well, that's why they tell people not to put your pets or children in cars, because in just a matter of minutes, it can heat up to be much hotter than the external air temperatures outside the vehicle. And we'll talk about how to be prepared for future heat events. So that's on next week's program. Next month, we're 1 month away. Is that, how time flies. 32nd anniversary show of Dr. Health Radio, and we're going to pump you up with hormones. Well, actually, information on how to naturally pump yourself up with hormones on that show. So mark your calendars for September 3rd, and how you can have hormones, you know, have your body produce your own hormones right inside your body. Those are the best, the cheapest, and the safest hormones to rely on for more energy and libido and longevity. And our guest expert tells all on our September 3rd show. And then the week after that, September 10th, you might want to mark your calendars for that as well. Alzheimer's disease, the facts and fallacies about this killer disease. And one fact that I recently came across is that Alzheimer's disease kills more people, get this, than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. And between 2000 and 2020, deaths from Alzheimer's disease increased 150%. So join us on that September 10th show for our expert that reveals or will reveal some unconventional ways to both treat and prevent Alzheimer's disease, as well as the things that you should be doing right now that you're probably not doing to reduce your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. All right. All right, let's talk for a minute about the painful truth about pain relievers. And we're going to have Steve Fraley on in just a matter of minutes. But this is interesting about NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which are so prevalent. I mean, people eat them like candy. And, of course, they're available without a prescription over the counter. So people think, well, they're how bad can they be? They're benign if they're selling them over the counter. Well, research out of Austria indicates there are many reasons to look for other means of controlling your discomfort. And one is your muscles. Reported findings like this one, that drugs like common NSAIDs inhibit or block cyclooxygenase pathways, the so-called COX-2 inhibitors. And that also interferes, though, with your tendon, muscle, and bone and cartilage repair. So that's not a good thing, even though it gives you immediate pain relief, but long-term consequences, because the COX-2 enzyme is critical for fracture and bone healing, and especially involved in repair during the first few weeks after a fracture. So you definitely don't want to, or you want to make sure that you're aware of the possible downsides. And they recommend that in all fractures for cartilage damage, or where cartilage damage can occur, it's advised that you stay away from these. And research also shows that men, this is in regard to erectile dysfunction, men who consistently take NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, may also develop low testosterone production and impair sexual functioning. And this is from the Journal of the National Academy of Sciences. They report that the depression of important aspects of testicular function, including testosterone production after the use of over-the-counter ibuprofen. So be aware of that, especially for you men who are taking, maybe you're over 40 and you're on testosterone therapy, but you're mitigating the effects or the benefits of minimizing them of why you're using the testosterone. Also, your heart is affected. A study published in the British Medical Journal found that NSAID's effect on heart attack risk was almost immediate, and scientists fear that drugs may be causing blood vessels to narrow, increasing fluid retention, and also altering blood pressure. And then finally, antioxidants. It's actually the antioxidant, the NSAIDs are, because it has it was found to create more oxidative damage or oxidative stress, which is toxic to body cells. So just be aware of that. So basically, in a nutshell, can lower your testosterone for you men out there. So we want to use NSAIDs with caution, also causing kidney damage, of course, kidney and liver damage. You know, acetaminophen, number one cause now of liver failure in this country, and it weakens your tendons and ligaments for you that are active athletically, inhibits bone calcification, and increases your heart attack risks. So we'll talk about botanical alternatives that have all the benefits of the NSAIDs, but without the all the side effects that I just mentioned. Want to live a long life? Well, who doesn't? As long as you're healthy, right? Well, where you live may be almost as important as how you live. Listen to this: eating the right foods, and you exercise daily, and try to reduce your stress. That's all well and good. But economists at Stanford University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, they crunched the numbers, the health data of people who received, this was in regard to Medicare recipients from 1999 to 2014, to assess the average lifespans of retirees based on their location. Well, they found that people or places with the highest longevity rates were, Yonkers, New York, Syracuse, also in New York, Port St. Lucie and Naples, which are both cities in Florida. And the worst off was Lake Charles, Louisiana, followed by Beaumont, Texas, Bakersfield, California, and no surprise here, Las Vegas, Nevada, as well as Mississippi. So just in case you're contemplating a move to any of those cities or maybe away from them, that could affect your longevity. Okay, elsewhere in news of pain, arthritis pain, a plant-based diet eases arthritis pain. This is from the American Journal of Lifestyle Medicine. Subjects with rheumatoid arthritis who followed a plant-based diet eased their pain by 36%, reduced swelling by 58%, and lost an average of 14 pounds. That's a big bonus over a 16-week study period. So more plants, less animals, I always say. Less eggs, more eggplant, all right? Okay, a few weeks ago, we aired part one of a part two series on eye health, and that's the part two is coming up on, this month, August 20th, with optometrist Jeffrey Anschel. But here's a few articles I didn't get to, and one was eye science. Now, there's a new field called oculomics. It's oculomics. I'm using my ocular vision to make sure I see that word right. But it combines big data with eye scans to diagnose and predict heart disease, and actually can identify people who are likely to have a heart attack in the next year based on the pattern of tiny blood vessels in their retinas. That's interesting. And eventually they say the technology may also predict neurological conditions such as Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, and stroke. And then elsewhere in eye health, smart contact lenses may do far more for you than just correct your vision. And that is that they are developing smart contact lenses to release medication, others that important or that monitor your vital organs, and then some that even promote wound healing. The Food and Drug Administration recently gave the approval to the first contact lenses, so-called AccuView, Theravision, that emits antihistamines to ease itchy eyes that cause allergies. And also smart contacts are also being developed to monitor glucose levels in the diabetics. So good thing there. And, I want bionic eyes. I want to be able to see, forever or far away places. Here's another one on reading glasses. The U.S. FDA also approved the first prescription eye drops to treat farsightedness, age-related farsightedness. Drops could potentially replace reading glasses for up to 2 billion people around the world. How's that? Brand name is Vuity, and it works by reducing your pupil size and expanding your depth of focus so you can see close-up objects more clearly. Now, the drug is intended to be used once a day, but not if you drive at night, as shrinking your pupils, as you may know, impairs your low light vision. That's why your pupils are dilated in low light conditions. And it's best suited, they say, for people in their 40s and 50s, as the drops are less effective for those with advanced presbyopia. I want something. I hope they're working on something for foresightedness. I need foresightedness. I have enough hindsightedness. Okay. All right. So much for farsightedness. Okay. Elsewhere in the news, people food for your pets. A lot of you are feeding people food to your pets. And it can be a good thing, but sometimes not so good. Now, for puppies, they love a little crunch maybe. So celery and carrots are healthy. Some dogs like fruits because they're sweet. They do have taste receptors. So apples, strawberries, and bananas, all good options. Even peanut butter in moderation. Feline favorites, cats care more about texture than flavor, according to this study. And here's a little fact that you probably don't know, is that cats don't have sweet taste receptors like canines do, so they don't feed them sweets, but they do go for some chewy treats like zucchini or cooked oatmeal, or if they like crunch, there's bell peppers and things like ground turkey or chicken breast. But as for milk, skip it, because many cats are lactose intolerant, just like people. They're lactose intolerant. So, and yet the classic food to give a cat is a bowl of milk, right? Not so good. Also, calories count. More than half of pets and dogs in the U.S. are overweight, just like their owners. And that can shorten their lifespan, just like their owners. So be aware of that. And then here's some foods to keep away from your pet. Topping the list, alcohol. Also, all alliums, as good as they are for people, they're not good for pets. I'm talking garlic and onions and chives and scallions and the like. Chocolate, you want to keep chocolate away from your pets, as well as coffee and other foods that contain caffeine. Macadamia nuts, for some reason, I'm not sure why. It doesn't say in this study. And, of course, moldy food, you don't want to feed them that. And then xylitol, which is a sugar alcohol that is common in chewing gum and alternatively sweetened things. And as good as it is for your for inhibiting tooth decay, it's not good for pets. Oh, boy, we are up against the clock here. Let's see. We will go to the fitness file. Buried activity boosts mental health. This is new research that shows doing different exercises provides the most benefit to your psyche for your mental health. Researchers noticed that the more people moved and the more varied their movements, the greater their sense of well-being. So get out of that old exercise routine, the one that you're doing constantly. Try doing something new and exciting and challenging, and maybe lifting heavy one day and doing yoga the next, or taking a bike ride or walk this weekend. Change it up. Change up your routine. And our fitness quote of the week comes from, of all people, Martha Stewart. What am I doing with a Martha Stewart fitness quote? Well, she says, "There are some mornings when I don't feel like exercising, but I do it anyway, and I'm so glad afterward. I always feel refreshed and energized." And I think she's still going strong at 80 years old. I believe Martha Stewart is 80, 81, something like that. Okay, and in matters of sexual health, should you pee immediately after sex? You've probably heard this before, right? Is it an old wives' tale, or is there some truth to it? Well, this is from Dr. Jennifer Ashton, who you see on you've seen on The Doctors, and she's also the medical contributor on ABC News' Good Morning America. She said there's no firm data on this. However, during sex or after sex, microscopic bacteria or amounts of it can be transmitted up the urethra and into the bladder. And so it is a good idea, and because if you're unlucky, you can trigger a UTI from that. So emptying the bladder after sex is good, and even before, for that matter, she says, but it helps to flush the bacteria away. All right. And then finally, in the Funny Bone Pharmacy, just a few funnies for you to share. I know I wish I had a TV program to show you the pictures, but picture a butcher at the... With food inflation being what it is, inflated prices. Here's a butcher at the meat counter, and the customer's looking at what he has in the case, And she picks something out and he has it on the scale, you know, because it's sold by the pound. And he says, rather than raise my prices, I just press down on the scale. Ah, the old finger on the scale trick, right? All right. Here's a woman at the cologne counter. Guy's buying a cologne for or a perfume for his wife or woman. And she says, it's tested by animals on the plains of the Serengeti. Yeah, and so funny, they don't wear cologne, but they are mating all day long, right? All right, and finally, arrivals and departures. You know, you always check out the monitors at airports to see if your flight's late or on time and what gate it's at and everything. Well, here's a cartoon of two people looking puzzled at the monitors up on the screen, and it says, check out our website. No, I want to check it out right now. I don't want to have to go to your website. Okay, back with Steve Fraley, our botanical expert guest, talking about plant ways or plenty ways, plenty and plenty ways to reduce pain without having to resort to NSAIDs and prescription pain relievers. Back after this with more information for your good health. Don't go anywhere. If you want to stay healthy, I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec? Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report and then I'll lie down for a bit.
But shouldn't I?
No, I'll be fine.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly has trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Sorry, yogurt. Although you're high in calcium and protein, in the real world of potent probiotics, let's just say you're not that potent. While many consume you thinking they're getting enough probiotic bacteria for good gut health, the fact is, you yogurts can't compete with a medical strength probiotic like Theralac. Plus, you yogurts, well, most of you, have so much sugar and other ingredients that it defeats the purpose of eating you in the first place. So while we'll always be fond of you and other fermented foods, we want to make sure our listeners also take a potent probiotic like Theralac. That's because just one capsule of Theralac is equal to more than 200 cartons of yogurt in the beneficial bacteria that it delivers to the gut. And if your doctor advises you to just eat some yogurt after a course of antibiotics, without a strong probiotic like Theralac, it can take up to 2 years to reestablish your healthy gut flora. Look for Theralac in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store or go to Theralac.com.
Welcome back to the program. It's not Green Acres, it's Dr. Health Radio, but we're going to go to our guest who has 80 green acres of land that he farms botanically and organically, and we are joining him right now on the island of Kauai here in Honolulu, and we are in Honolulu and he's on in Kilauea, Kauai, and we are joined by Steve Fraley, botanical expert, who is going to be talking about plant-based pain relievers, and we'd like to welcome him once again to the program. Steve, how the health are you?
I am doing really good.
And I am doing even better than I was before I went on the farm tour there. I got to tell you that, and all the listeners out there in Radio Land that we've talked about it for years, you know, promoting your farm tours that you have for tourists. And I finally took it myself, and what an eye-opening experience. I thought, oh, you know, I'll just, I know all this stuff already. No, wrong. You are such a walking encyclopedia of information on growing things, not only what you grow, but just in general, how people can have a much healthier backyard garden, how people can grow fruits and vegetables for more nutrition, and also medicinal plants that you specialize in. So I don't know where to start, but let's talk about the history of botanical pain relievers, because I did an article, you probably didn't hear it, but it was earlier in the show, where I talked about some of the hazards of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which people pop like candy because they're available over the counter, and whenever they have pain, they just, you know, pop a, I'm not going to mention brand names, but you know what I'm talking about. And it's funny that I was looking in some of the history of pain relievers, and Bayer Pharmaceuticals back in 1897 rejected Felix Hoffmann's formula for aspirin. And it eventually, well, they accepted it 2 years later in 1899. But imagine that, you know, they had a wonder drug back then. And it was originally, as you know, isolated from willow bark. And then they synthesized it. Of course, that was the big breakthrough. And of course, aspirin has become and still is the world's most popular pain reliever. But it's not without its downside and side effects and drawbacks. So let's talk about the history of plants as, you know, using plants as pain relievers. And I know that historically, Hawaiians used noni, morinda.
Citrifolia.
Is that the botanical name for noni?
Yeah, Miranda. Citrifolia.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. Okay, I lost my train of thought there. But anyway, let's talk about that. And, you know, and people use ginger and turmeric and other things as well. But let's talk about the history of what the Hawaiians used and why they used noni as one of the canoe plants, or thought it so important that they used it right with, you know, coconuts, and they put it up in their priority status of the plants that they should travel with and should settle new lands that they've explored and adventured to. So tell us kind of the history of what you've learned over the past 30, 40 years of growing it.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for coming yesterday. Actually, after you left, we had the first rain shower in 4 weeks, so you're very good.
So I didn't bring snow. I brought rain. The snowman brought rain to your farm.
We needed it. It was good.
Oh, good. All right.
I've been an organic farmer for over 40 years. When we moved here, as we mentioned on the tour, and the tour's free. And it's not just for tourists. Locals, too. We have a lot of people from Hawaii.
Yes, that's right. I met a few.
But anyway, so when I moved here, I did not know what noni was. And it took me about 8 years to understand the value of it. I started talking to ethnobotanists at the University of Hawaii. I started talking to people at Bishop Museum, the curators. And if you look at, there's pictorial references to Aborigines eating noni 40,000 years ago. Polynesians got hold of it, and they spread it across around the equator in the tropics. It came to Hawaii from the Marquesas Island probably 1,500 years ago, as you mentioned, as a canoe plant. In times of famine, they ate the fruit as raw food to feed the body. But they found with centuries of time and experience by taking it every day, one, it's a natural, very high antioxidant, 60 times, scientific research has shown it to be 60 times higher value than blueberries as antioxidant, which makes it boost your immune system and you don't get sick. But there's also, there's 165 compounds in the pulp, makes it very broad-based. You already mentioned ginger and a lot of the other different things people take. Usually very specific for 4 to 5 conditions. On the USDA's website, Dr. James Dukes lists 65 traditional uses of noni. Extremely broad-based, as an anti-inflammatory, as a high antioxidant, has antiquinines that for bacteria infections and stuff. But one of the biggest ones is pain. In 2010, published research from Hamburg, Germany, they used an extract of noni, which we use pure noni that hasn't been adulterated, but they're using extract. They found it as effective as Tramadol, hydrocortisone, 75% effective as morphine with no negative side effects. And when Dr. Rissold did his research at the University of Hawaii on cancer patients for 10 years, he could not find one negative side effect. And he was up to 40 times a daily dosage for 2 years in 48 people and could not find one negative side effect, but he listed pain went away. digestion improved, mood and depression went away. So it does a lot of different things, but pain, because pain is in so many, you know, inflammation is in so many people's body,
right.
It addresses it.
Yeah.
So,
wow, that's great. Right? And your farm where you have, it's mostly noni, but you also grow other things. You have banana trees, and you have coconut trees, and avocados, and mangoes,
papayas.
I mean, yeah. That's great. And what I'm getting to is that everything grows like weeds, and I didn't see a weed. I didn't see any weeds, but I'm sure weeds are there. But the secret of your farm is not chemical or commercial fertilizers or amendments. It's mulching and just organic means of supplementing the soil. Tell us, give us a little,
sure.
Composting 101, if you will, and
because
a lot of people have backyard gardens, or they just want to know. Yeah. Maybe they're not interested in what we're talking about, but they want to have a healthier garden, and they want to save money from having to buy these fertilizers and herbicides and pesticides that not only cost money, but they're not good for the environment, they're not good for human health, and they're not good for the plants long term. They may give a band-aid approach immediately, you know, like nitrogen sulfate will instantly turn your lawn green, but at what cost of the actual health of the soil in the long run? So give us a rundown on that.
All right. Well, I've been doing this for a long time. On the farm too, I say, if you really go out in the forest and look what nature has done for millions of years, leaves fall on the ground, creates a cool, dark, dank environment. There's 4,000 different species of earthworms around the world. In the U.S., we have 160. By the leaves falling on the ground, nature is creating a worm hotel. Worms come. They digest the decaying of matter, the microbes in the soil, the stuff. They pass things through their body. It feeds the trees. The trees are happier, and they produce more, and they drop more on the ground. And it's just a cycle that's been going around and around. In your hand of a soil, if you have a handful of soil, you can have 3 or you can have 50 billion microbes based upon the health of the soil. Using chemical fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides actually kill the microbes in the soil that the worms that are making healthy soil. So you're degrading the health of your soil.
Right.
So for me as an organic farmer, it's not just what you eat, which is important, but it's what you feed your plants. If you're feeding plants healthy soil with 50 billion microbes and a lot of worms, what the plant is producing is healthier, more potent, putting more things into your fruits and vegetables. So in the short term, that's what it is. And I on the farm too, we showed you yesterday how we grow worms. I've always said, when I first moved here, noni up in the, we have 18 acres of noni trees. Out in the full sun, they produce basically 10 months out of the year. 25 years ago, we started doing very large worm bins to get worm castings. We started adding 1 cup to a tree, covered with mulch. We do it every 6 months. The trees immediately responded. They've never stopped producing fruit 12 months out of the year.
Amazing.
For 25 years, just from worms. So,
wow.
You know, gardening.
How much do you have to pay the worms to do that? I mean, those must be expensive worms.
No. I mean, that's why we tell people, you know, on the farm tour yesterday, you know, Worm Factory 360. If you Google it, Worm Factory 360. For $125, delivered anywhere in the U.S., 4 bins. They tell you how to do worms from your fruits and vegetables from your kitchen. Instead of putting it down the garbage disposal, you feed their worms, and they give you fertilizer to use in your trees. In your garden, and you start spreading them. But by mulching, worms come in your garden, and that's why we mulch 18 acres every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to educate people. Again, if you I mentioned if you use, let's say, nitrogen fertilizers, if you look at the label, it'll say ammonia nitrate, a chemical nitrogen fertilizer. It has ammonia in it. It's been processed with ammonia. What happens if you drink ammonia? It kills you. What do you think happens when you put it on a soil to feed a tree? It gives it nitrogen, but you're sterilizing your soil. You're killing all the microbes.
True.
You know,
yeah.
And so you're just making the soil less healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so it's a very simple process. We do it in a very large scale. People can do the same thing in their backyard.
All right. On that note, Steve, I need to stop you because we're late for a bottom hour station ID. But when we come back, I want to have I want to discuss that further in detail because I have some information here about what happened after World War II and how that became the birth of the fertilizer industry. This is really interesting information. We'll talk about that.
Yep.
And then also pets and how pets can also, you know, they suffer from pain just like we do. And I did an article earlier. They suffer from obesity just like we do because we feed them too much, just like we feed ourselves too much. But we'll talk about dogs and cats and birds and everything else and how they can improve or we can improve their health by using these plant-based pain relievers as well and plant-based foods that are so nutritious, such as noni, to boost their nutritional profile. Back after this with more information for your good health. Here on Dr. Health, I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Besides being healthy and feeling good, don't you want to look as good as you feel? Here's the name to remember for professional, affordable skincare: Botanical Rush. Backed by over 20 years of experience in product formulation, Myra Mesko, the founder of Botanical Rush, is the originator of producing clean and effective skincare, infused with powerful actives to support healthy aging and beautiful skin. The founder of Botanical Rush is the originator of producing clean and effective skincare, infused with powerful actives to support healthy aging and beautiful skin. Whether it's cleansing, restoring, or hydrating, or replenishing, treating, or protecting, you'll find the clinical strength formula that will be just right for you. So look to the pioneer and leading authority on non-toxic skincare. With never any harsh chemicals or artificial fragrances, and never tested on animals, Botanical Rush, a solar-powered company made in the USA. Look for Botanical Rush in your nearest natural food store or go to botanicalrush.com.
Snow,
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 snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. Thanks so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we always hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Did you know that 65%, that's how much insecticide you stand to have in your urine, 65% more if you eat, 65% less if you eat organic produce often reach for those cleaner, you know, apples, pears, peaches, strawberries, etc. And this is in regard to the dirty dozen, the pesticide-heavy produce that most people eat commercially because it's cheaper. I can't afford organic produce. Wrong. You know, how much is your health worth? You know, stop buying those $6 cups of coffee at Starbucks or wherever you're buying it. And so just wanted to mention that as to put things in perspective. Now, before we took a break, Steve was talking about the environmental effects, the deleterious effects on your soil when you use commercial fertilizers. This is interesting. Environmental pollution and chemical pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers really were born when World War II ended in 1945. Munitions companies had an excess of TNT, the explosive of many bombs, as you know. Well, scientists noticed that plants thrived where this nitrogen-rich substance was being dumped. And synthetic fertilizer was born. It was kind of a serendipitous discovery. Nitrogen will grow a plant, but it won't be a healthy one, says this expert. Synthetic fertilizer also inhibits the wide range of nourishment needed. As a soluble salt, it dehydrates soil and kills the fungi, bacteria, and microarthropods, which are the earthworms that Steve was talking about. So you may see quick results from its use, but at a long-term cost, which is degradation of ecosystems and proliferation of disease, pests, and weeds. Steve, you agree with this?
That's very good. That was a really good statement, whoever wrote that. That's what I've seen in 40 years of growing things, and it's not hard. I mean, you can read a lot of research on it, but for me, it's personal experience of growing. You know, I used to do apples and pears in California, and you're talking about, you know, a lot of people don't realize how much commercial apples are sprayed.
Oh, yes, right.
They're sprayed 20 times a year just with growth hormones.
My gosh.
You know, besides the pesticides and herbicides, it was amazing. We had an organic farm. We didn't spray them, but the chemical guys would come in every year trying to convince me to spray these.
Oh, right. Yeah, and this, let me just add here before you get on with the discussion on your end, but just wanted to add that the same research study finds that, and I think you'll agree with this as well, they said to think of soil like a house. Bacteria form the bricks, fungi bind them together, and the microarthropods, the earthworms, add the windows aerating the earth. So it keeps the soil full of oxygen, which is crucial to the microorganisms, encourages roots to spread easily and deeply. And then you also mentioned it on the Noni farm tour about rototilling and digging that can compact the structure, and that's not a good thing. And they talk about spreading mulch just like you do, like wood chips over it to stimulate fungal growth. So just finish your thoughts on soil, because soil is the most important factor of nutrition in humans.
Yeah, when I was first started farming 40 years ago, we used to rototill, and I became a very big proponent of not rototilling. If you take the analogy, it's like taking your basement in your attic in your house and you flip it upside down. You put the attic down in the basement up in the attic. In the soil, there's aerobic bacterium at the top. 8 inches down, there's anaerobic. They don't want air. And when you flip that around, you put everything in the wrong growing zone. And it takes a month to balance itself out, you know. And so you're just, it's detrimental. Let the earthworms do it. Plus, they're actually fertilizing the soil as they pass their things through their body.
Yeah.
And that's why mulch is so key. It makes a cool, dark, dank environment for earthworms.
Oh, that's good. You know? And you mentioned apples, Steve. I have a funny cartoon in front of me. The lady's shopping in the produce section of the grocery store, and here's the apple section. There's a sign for apples, and then another section, genetically modified apples, and then another bin that says mutant apples from outer space. I mean, that's what it's going to come to in 100 years, you know. But our food is getting so artificial and so modified by man that it's not like anything like nature intended originally. But anyway, so.
Well, it is, again, it goes back to you are what you eat, but you are what you feed your plants. A healthy body keeps you healthy, right, and you're happy and you're good. Healthy plants produce things with better fruits and vegetables that, when you consume, have more nutritious value in it. And, I mean, that's the bottom line. And so, again, you know, that's why we do what we do the way we do, and that's why we do the free farm tours, just trying to educate people.
Right.
Not just about Noni, but also about how to grow things, you know?
Now, also, let's clarify the fact that, and I don't think you mentioned it on the tour, and I didn't want to, you know, interrupt your presentation to the tourists that were on the tour with us. But you were talking about the Noni lavender lotion and the Noni icy heat for topical relief of pain. Mm-hmm. But you should mention maybe next time on your next farm tour and all subsequent tours after that, that there are other Noni lotions on the market and they have maybe 2% Noni. I mean, it's just a fairy dust amount or a window dressing amount for marketing ploys purposes. And there's no beneficial effects. There's no therapeutic or meaningful amount in there to give you a real result or any relief. And so people are going to think, oh, Noni doesn't work. I tried it already. But they didn't try yours, which is 98, 99% Noni. So
right.
Clarify
well, it's also,
that.
It's really also not only the, you know, the lavender lotion is 99.2% Noni back in a water base with a little bit of lavender. You know, so they don't smell like blue cheese, which Noni smells like. The icy heat ones, we've got a little menthol camphor. It's all plant-based for absorption into the skin quicker, so the response for pain relief is faster.
Right.
But the key thing for me, we grow it, we pick it, we process it. We have total control over it. We were processing this morning. We started at 6 a.m. The fruit was ripe that we picked on Monday. If I would have waited till 11 o'clock, it would have fermented. Almost 99.9% of the Noni products, except ours, are fermented, which creates alcohol and changes the chemical compounds in the pulp and destroys the potency. That was published research from the University of Hawaii when they did the cancer research. They specifically chose to use unfermented Noni. That's what we do. It's all about maintaining the potency.
So, people don't realize that it's... Yeah, without the potency, it's nothing. And your fruit leather is so concentrated. What is it, a 2x2 piece, 2-inch by 2-inch piece is equal to a few ounces. A lot of people have tasted noni juice, and if it tastes good, if you have good memories of the taste of noni juice, you were drinking maybe 10% noni and 90% fruit juice to mask the taste. And if you were drinking the real noni juice, which is fermented, not a good thing, it also tastes awful, but you know, you probably don't have good memories, and you probably didn't have any benefit from it because you didn't take enough of it because you hated the taste.
All right. Well, yeah, one packet of our fruit equals 14, 32-ounce bottles of noni juice.
Wow.
In labs, measuring what's in it. And a packet lasts you a month. The point for pain, the lotions topically will address pain, whether it's fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, it addresses pain. Taking it internally, it's a slower process than noni fruit leather. Being a high anti-inflammatory, starts feeding the cells of the body, and it starts changing and getting rid of the inflammation that's causing your pain.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will use the lotions for immediate relief, but they'll start taking the fruit leather at a correct dosage, 2 to 4 pieces a day for chronic conditions.
Right.
And they, with time, it goes away. It's not a miracle. You take it tonight, it's gone tomorrow. But you start noticing flexibility, pain levels start diminishing in 30 days or so, it goes away.
Yeah.
The lotions you put on, and pain goes away in a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's more for immediate relief, and then a long-term correction of conditions, as you know, as you mentioned, the internal use is essential. So a 1-2 punch, you want to use it topically as well as internally if you do have pain conditions. Steve, we need to take one last break of the hour, and I might mention that, and we'll talk about where it's available. I know there's 100 stores here in Hawaii where we broadcast from, but you can also get it online and as mail order, and we'll talk. We'll tell people how to get that. Also, since it's Shark Week on TV, I'm glad that you mentioned in Polynesia, more people die from falling coconuts than shark attacks in all of Polynesia every year. And I've always mentioned that more people worldwide also die of jellyfish than shark attacks on a worldwide basis as well. So putting things in perspective, don't get all wigged out about not going in the ocean because of all the sharks, because it's sensationalism at its best on the Discovery Channel. Okay, back after this with more information for your good health. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Since 70% of your immune system is in your gut, don't you think it's time to take a little better care of it? After all, so many things you're doing to it are affecting its function. Not getting enough fiber, eating too much sugar, excess stress and alcohol, as well as that sedentary lifestyle. So maybe it's time for a tune-up. An intestinal tune-up with the Medical Strength Probiotics from Master Supplements. Their signature Theralac, recommended by doctors for more than 15 years, will rapidly colonize your intestinal tract with the specific gut-friendly strains of potent beneficial bacteria. And their patent-protected delivery system has garnered Theralac and their other probiotics with a worldwide reputation for results. There's also TruFlora, a unique probiotic and enzyme blend with bio-cleansing effects, and TruBifido, specifically formulated for colon support. See all of the Master Supplements products at your nearest natural food store or go to Theralac.com. Master Supplements, the probiotic pioneers.
Welcome to the next generation of whole food supplements, going beyond ordinary vitamins and minerals to bring you fresh, raw, whole food nutrition with real health benefits. When you take a whole earth and seed food supplement, you not only get certified organic non-GMO ingredients, you also benefit from food source nutrition's more easily absorbed and utilized by the body. Vitamin E from sunflower, selenium from sprouted garlic, vitamin D3 from organic lichen, and calcium from wild harvested algae are just a few examples of the pure food nutrition you'll enjoy from every whole earth and seed product. Taking a multivitamin? Then choose from 4 formulas designed to support the nutritional needs of both younger and more mature men and women. Whole Earth and Seed also offers a selection of organic 3 supplements, including their fish-free marine algae 3. And if you want the best-tasting energy bar on the market, try the popular organic vegan greens protein bar with 15 grams of protein. You'll find Whole Earth and Seed products at your favorite natural food store. Learn more at WholeEarthSeed.com. Feel the difference that pure food nutrition can make in your health. with Whole Earth and Sea.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling, organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health. All in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common Radio Show. David Snow on your radio. Hey, for some of our listeners, old age is not only creeping up on them, it's creaking up on them. We're talking twinges in the hinges, of course, those creaking joints that may be causing you pain. And if you're taking pain medications now, or maybe a prescription analgesic, worried about the long-term side effects, you should be. They are rife with adverse side effects, and not to say that they're not necessary in some cases, but a lot of times they're overused, or people resort to them as the first line of defense or the go-to source of pain relief. But as I mentioned earlier in the show, and Steve, you weren't with us when I talked about the painful truth of pain, about pain relievers, and just to recap that, lowering testosterone in men, the NSAIDs do. Causing kidney damage and liver damage, of course, stomach ulcers, weakening tendons and ligaments, inhibiting bone calcification, and increasing your risk of heart attacks. So all negative side effects of NSAIDs. And Noni doesn't have any of those. Tell people where people can get the order the either the lotion or the internally the Noni fruit leather.
Well, our website is realnoni.com, R-E-A-L, Noni's N-O-N-I.com. Or they can call 888-882-6664. And my daughter Lola answers the phone. She can help them, sign up, to place an order over the phone if they want to. So that's 888-882-6664 or realnoni.com.
All right.
We've been doing it for 40-something years. So... And, in Hawaii, there's, as you said, there's about 100 stores. Every island, there's 30, 40 stores. Every pharmacy, every health food store on my island carries it. I mean, down to earth,
right.
Oahu and Maui and Abundant Life and Hilo. And there's lots of different stores, but they can't order online.
Yeah, because we have a lot of mainland listeners on both the West Coast and the East Coast. So,
A lot of people are concerned about shipping. We charge $6.80.
Wow, that's a great deal.
Over $75, the order, free shipping.
Oh.
You get it 3 to 4 days airmail, U.S. Priority Mail.
Excellent.
And
all right.
It has a 2-year shelf life. So
great, great. All right. And then people can see the website and shop from the website, realnoni.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
Super.
Correct.
All right.
So for me,
go ahead.
For me, taking it every day, you are what you eat. And so I have people call me, I had this kind of problem, I had this problem. If I start taking this or using it and it goes away, do I have to keep using it the rest of my life or take it internally? For high blood pressure, diabetes, or whatever they're taking it for. The point I make, you are what you eat, but you do eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You're eating food every day.
Uh-huh.
What Noni fruit leather is food. So I'm 73 years old. I've been eating every day for 35 years, a little bit, as food. And it keeps you well. That's from my personal experience. You don't get colds, you don't get sick, and it gives you energy. So...
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. People say that about, multivitamins and certain supplements, too, that we're talking about. And I said, my response is, well, are you planning on drinking water for the rest of your life or eating food for the rest of your life? Hello. Anyway, Steve, thank you so much for being on. We'll have you on before the end of the year. And realnoni.com is the website for you. All right. Thanks so much. Keep up the good work.
Next time you come back, you have to weed whack.
Oh, okay.
On the farm.
All right. That's a deal. I might eat the weeds because I love dandelion and plantain and some of the tasty weeds in my salad. All right. Thanks. Next week.
Aloha.
Aloha to you.
Thank you.
heat and your health on next week's program. Dr. Ben Zeitchik joins us on how to stay cool and healthy. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.